don't sing and I don't dance, and there's a whole lot of things I'm not good at. I can't ice skate. Some of you went ice skating with me this summer. I don't ski. I've only gotten 2 black eyes in my life, and I got them from skiing. There are things I just do not do, okay? But here's what I do real well is I pivot. I pivot. When something causes people to pause, and see, pause is the most dangerous speed that you will ever get into, because when you pause, you look around, and when you look around, you compare, and when you compare, you lose confidence. Confidence comes from doing. Pausing stops the doing. So anyway, so this is the most dangerous thing. I was going somewhere with that thought. Pivot. Okay. But do y'all remember January Jumpstart a year ago when we found out the company wasn't going to do very many samples anymore and everybody was up in drama and everybody's writing the company and what have you? And I called the company and I said, okay, can you explain to me in non-like all that mumbo-jumbo you tell the sales force that makes it sound good? I just want the truth. Just give me the bottom line. I don't care how harsh it is. Just give it to me. And they said, Mary Kay is number 3 in the pecking order. China's number 1, Brazil's number 2, and America's number 3. And when you're sitting at a big table and you're not number 1 in the pecking order, you don't have all the say. Well, other countries don't use samples. We just opened Colombia. In Colombia, you know how many foundations they got? One color. One shade. Because in that country, people aren't used to sampling. The whole country is full of direct sales companies that sell from a catalog. Well, when you multiply that by China and you multiply that by Brazil, this company makes things for the world. They don't make things for America. They make things for 35 countries. So they can't justify giving us all the samples we want. Now, we can make the argument any way we want, but you know what happens when you start arguing? What speed are you on? Pause. You're pausing. And when you're pausing, you're not doing, and then you lose confidence. So remember, here's what I did. I said, okay, what did we do in the 80s when we didn't have samples? We scraped. We opened a blush and we scraped it off and we put it on people's tray and we sampled that way. Done. And that's how fast I was done. I still have national friends writing letters. I'm like, sister, I got over that in 5 minutes. Scrape, let's go, move. Here's my motto. If it ain't cancer and you ain't dying, it's over. We're done. Let's move on. And you know, when you go through life issues like Melita has survived, and I dare say most of you in this room have survived real issues. Cancer and death are real issues. Life-threatening children's diseases are real issues. I'll never forget my conversation with John Rashawn. He ran our company for a while. He almost destroyed us, but he was pretty smart in other things. I probably shouldn't tell that story. But anyway, he owned a whole lot of companies. Or he ran a lot of companies. And I had a private dinner with him when I became a national sales director. And I said, how do you pick a person to be a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company? What's the traits? He said, they know the difference between life and death issues. They do not, I mean, it's just that simple. If it's not cancer and it's not dying, it's not a big deal. Let's go. Okay, I'm sorry you got your feelings hurt. I'm sorry that person took your customer. I'm sorry that life sucks sometimes. I'm sorry. And I'll pray for you and I'll cry with you, but I'm sorry, but staying there is more dangerous. See, when you have drama and you pause, now you have double drama because you have no money. So now we have no money and we still have the drama. I'd rather have money and drama, wouldn't you? Okay. All right, so pivot quickly. And you guys, I know this is, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I want to talk about it again. Guys, I'm willing to bet my income on the fact that your team that you're sitting here with right now, they are not going to be part of the big picture. They will not be part of the big picture. It's very unlikely they'll be part of the big picture. First of all, they just got recruited because you were excited. And they really didn't even know what they were signing up to do. And that's okay. And some of them will get it and some of them won't get it. But that's okay. It's who you recruit now. It's who you recruit when you actually know what you're doing that actually begins to make a difference. Of the 24 women that was in my original unit in 1983, one remains. And actually, the other 23 went away years and years and years and years ago. That's not who finishes the game. It's not natural. So when you're thinking about what's natural, what's inside the bell curve again, hanging on to your 5 little recruits that you beg them and beg them and beg them and beg them, why are you begging? Why are you begging? Okay, you need to ask yourself, did she know where training was? Did she know where the meeting was? Did I love her? When I was with her, was I kind and encouraging to her? But guys, again, constantly working with people who do not perform is not smart. This is not social services. We are not in social services, okay? Oh my gracious, if you want to be in social services, go make $10,000 a year somewhere. Where's Meredith at? Okay, where's Meredith? Right, Meredith? Meredith, we're going to recruit you to be a Mary Kay sales director. I just want you to know that. Just on the list of things. But we're not in social services. And I say that kindly. Let me explain something to you. The people who need Mary Kay will find you. You go find the people that we need. Who do we need? The other people will find you. Guys, this is how you make money at this business. This is a business. Okay? It's not social services. Okay, let's go on. Go back to, back to your advanced brochure here. We won't take the time to explain this, but your director will be happy to sit with you. But I can tell you this much. I can summarize it and get to the bottom line. The moment you become a sales director, you get paid 3 times the amount of money on the same effort you just performed. That's the number. So if you were making a commission check that was $500 as a consultant, that check immediately went to $1,500, if not more. Because you are paid twice on your recruits, personal recruits. You're paid your own 13% and you're paid again as a sales director. So here is the way that you can predict your income as a sales director. It's called the third rule. A third of every dollar that goes in comes back to you as a leader. So basically, here's what it looks like. If your family needs $5,000 a month, you need to produce $15,000 a month in orders. You can take it to the bank. It's a third. Now, some of you play this game really, really well. And how you play this game and beat those odds and get above 33% and get up into 40, 45, I've seen it go as high as 46% of every dollar that goes in is everybody who orders is your personal recruits. And you max out those recruiting bonuses and you max out everything that's personal. See, when Melita said, you've got to know how you get paid in this business, you have to know. If your family's going to depend on it, you have to know, what is this company's going to pay me for? Let me tell you, the company's changing in June. Or is it June or July? July. The company's changing, making a big change for sales directors. They used to pay us on the number of stars, okay, in our unit. But you know what? See, this company's smart. They're only going to pay for growth. And all these years, it didn't increase the number of stars. We still have the same number of stars coming into Mary Kay Cosmetics. The number never changed, even though they were giving directors bonuses for stars. So they took the bonus away, and now directors are going to get paid for how many reds are in their unit. And so when you become a director, you're going to get paid on how many reds are in your unit. So guess where all my focus is going? Did I pivot? I pivoted like yesterday. I pivoted like the day they made the announcement. It's like, what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about reds. And if you have reds, they bring in stars. So problem solved, right? Okay, all right, let's move on because there's a couple of other key points before we go to lunch. Next, let's pull out our recruiting layering sheet. Okay, there's basically two tools that I would work with you on at all times. This one and your master to-do list. This chart controls your master to-do list. So let's use Rosetta as my example. Rosetta would have close to 50 sheets of pieces of paper. Because every person who is your customer's name is going to go on this piece of paper. So you're going to have multiple pieces of paper. This is a recruiting layering sheet. Now, the only people that you will not put on this recruiting layering sheet are people that do not have high character and you would not want to work with them. You didn't hear me say you don't think they'd be interested. What you heard me say is I don't want to work with them. Now, when you say the words, it's fine if she buys product from me, but I don't want to work with her. You have no right to whine when she recruits with someone else. Don't even talk to me about it. I will not even look at you. I will not make eye contact with you. I will just make that sound with my voice that goes, well, that was dumb. Okay, and that's okay. And that's okay. Trust me, I just saw this recruiting thing this week because I see it all from my position. And when push came to shove with this little girl started with $4,200 of the product, and she was somebody else's customer. But when push came to shove, she had some pretty strong emotional issues, a lot of bipolar stuff, a lot of stuff. And the girl, I talked to my girl. I said, did you try to recruit her? Not really. Why didn't you try to recruit her? Because she's got so much drama all the time, it would just drain me. I said, well, then count it as a blessing that she's not on your team. She says, I know, that product will all go back. And I said, well, it doesn't matter whether it goes back. It's irrelevant. That's kind of vindictive of you to say. But it doesn't matter. You didn't want to recruit her because there was a lot of emotional issues, and that's a justified thing. I don't want to recruit people who's going to drain me of my energy. I don't have enough energy in my body to do that. So anyway, so here's how this works. Every single week on your master to-do list, on the high priority, the things that of the people, this is where you draw that from. So Dana is my customer. She uses the product. So you have a date. When was the last time she brought product? She brought product last summer. Oopsie daisy. Okay. Okay, has she ever been a hostess? No. Preferred hostess? Yeah, I think I might have given her a recruiting packet 2 years ago. We put that on there. Was there a choice of CD in there? I don't remember. Okay. So what this week will be Dana's, what will be my job with Dana? Get her on the date book. Because I haven't seen her. Your job, everybody repeat after me, my job is to facial every customer every 3 months. That's my job. All right, now, if you study my CD that I gave you as a gift to go home, how to turn one into five and five into 25, that's probably the thing I'm the absolute best at in this business, is how to get bookings from bookings. If that has not been mastered by you, then you will stand in front of a mirror and you will read my words, because I gave you the words on a piece of paper. And you will say my words and say them and say them and say them and say them until you develop your own words that work. Okay, so this is how this looks every week. So every week you're putting a new layer with some people on this chart. Now, most of you in this room have about 200 to 300 people on charts. Whether you facialed them or not, they're still on your chart. And so when you're looking at a master to-do list and you're looking at high priority, you're saying, okay, who this week? And you can better believe this is how Melita works with her DIQs right now. It's like, don't talk to me about what you're going to do. I just want to see the master to-do list. I want to know. And guys, if you're still talking about the same five people you talked about last week, you're in trouble. You can't talk about the same people every week. So this week, we're working 5-10 people on the sheet. Then we go to another page. We work 5-10 people. And that's how we develop our momentum. Next. All right. So when we start working with our recruiting layering sheet, we're going to go in one of these directions right here. We're either going to go to the National Court of Sharing, which is 24 recruits this year qualified. We're either going to go to the half court of sharing, which is 12 recruits qualified, which earns you the right to come to the mystery date, which will, of course, put you in CAR and in DIQ. And you're going to start with those people on the recruiting layering sheet that has the best and most freshest layers. So everybody that you saw, like in the past week or two, those are your hottest prospects. And your D's and your I's. So just from an emotional standpoint, when Melita said you sit in your car before you go in your house, that's something that you all have been taught by our national area forever. Do not go back into your house, because you know what's waiting on at your house? Everything that went wrong. And the laundry, and the dishes, and the screaming kids, and then all that stuff. So don't go in your house until you know exactly. Everything's filled out on your layering sheet, your master to-do list, because tomorrow's Mother's Day. You don't want to be doing Mary-Kate tomorrow during Mother's Day. So all this gets done in your car. So you call your family and say, hey, I thought I'd be home at 6. It's probably going to be more like 8. It's Linda's fault. Blame me. Blame me. Just tell them I kept you late. I'm not going to keep you late, but you're going to need about 1 to 2 hours to really do this effectively, because if you don't, you know what happens. All right, next. This right here has so many residual effects, I can't even begin to tell you the price you pay when we skip this. Now, I'm going to reference right now the perfect Mary Kay world. And guys, we don't live in the perfect Mary Kay world, and I don't expect you to be perfect. But guys, we have to know where it is we're going. We're always going for this, and we're going to fall somewhere else. Like this afternoon when I talk about inventory, you ask for what you want, you take what you can get. I want 4,300, I may only get 2,300. But if you don't ask for 4,300, you don't get 2,300. So in this world right here, this is Mary Kay training. This is straight from Mary Kay, from Daylene, from Ann Newberry. These are from the people who founded our company. And the power of this has such a powerful negative residual effect on you.